Aloha and welcome once again to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher.
My name's Yaling Yu Fisher.
Thanks very much for tuning in to today's show. Got an interesting podcast. We're going to be talking about Daniel Day Kim, a little lost stuff. Mm-hmm. We're also going to talk about a new mall that has opened up in Kauai.
Oh.
If we have time, we're also going to talk about some visitor stats about things that are happening in the tourism industry. Mm-hmm. And even if we have enough time, we'll be talking a little bit about gambling in Hawaii.
Ka-ching.
Yeah, ka-ching, ka-ching. And also talk about packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours.
Yes.
As we get through this podcast, we're February 10th, 2010.
Mm-hmm.
This is our 347th podcast, and this is brought to you by us. We're the owners of Hawaii-Aloha.com. In Hawaii, we're Hawaii's experts. You can catch us on the web at www.hawaii-aloha.com.
And you can reach us at 1-800-843-8771 or email us at podcast@hawaii-aloha.com. Also, you can reach us on Twitter, Aloha Bruce, Aloha Yaling, and Facebook.
That's right. On Facebook, you just type in Hawaii Vacation or Hawaii Aloha Travel. And you can get involved with us. We'd love to hear from you, and that's how we kind of try to keep in touch with everybody as we do things.
Mm-hmm.
We've been doing a lot of stuff. Jeez, it's been almost a whole week. We didn't do a podcast on Friday. Why didn't we do a podcast on Friday? Oh, I got sick on Friday. That's right.
Because
Yeah, at the last minute, I got... What? I'm lying?
No.
What did you say?
I did not think.
Okay, well, I really did get sick. I got some sort of fever, remember?
I know.
And it lasted...
It's just a hee and a zzz.
I know. That's her imitating me. Shivering. I was kind of shivering. Of course, we're in the... also live. We do this every Wednesday and Friday, since we're speaking about doing the podcast. And you can also join us live in our chat room at hawaii-aloha.com/podcast/chat. So I just thought I'd say that.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So let's get right into it. We've got a lot to talk about, a lot of stuff to catch up on, and we're going to start off with a story about Daniel Day Kim. He's of ABC Lost fame. He's obviously going to be gainfully employed for a little while longer in television because CBS has confirmed that they are signing him to do the remake of Hawaii Five-0. Yeah. Okay, Lost is officially wrapped, so that means that he is available. He's a free agent, so to speak. He can look for other roles. And as you know, we've talked about this Hawaii Five-0 thing several times here on the big show.
That's right.
And there was a lot of speculation that the actual Hawaii Five-0 show would not be filmed in Hawaii.
Ooh.
But that has all been put to rest because just a couple of days ago, the location scouts, those are the guys that go out before a show gets done to figure out where they're going to shoot, the location scouts are here. They're scouting around looking for good locations to shoot the show. And apparently it's going to begin, the pilot episode will begin in mid-March. So that's pretty soon.
Ooh,
they're going to be firing this up quick. And Kim is going to be playing the role of Chin Ho Kelly, who was originally played by Cam Fong. So he was the detective. Now, this Daniel Day Kim, who is just too good looking in my mind. I mean, the guy is just too damn good looking. I mean, guys shouldn't look that good.
Really?
What, you don't think he's all that?
Mm-mm.
Well, most women think he's all that. I mean, you know, he's this really good looking guy, and he's actually become a full-time resident in Hawaii. He's set his roots down here. He's part owner of that designer burger franchise.
Yep.
Counter. Have you guys ever heard of Counter on the mainland? Anybody in live chat, people who are on the mainland, have you guys ever heard of the Counter? It's actually a designer burger place, and it is a franchise. And it's located in Kahala, which ironically was the place where a lot of the Hawaii Five-0 episodes were filmed.
Oh.
And strangely enough, there's a statue of McGarrett only 100 yards or so away from... Where this restaurant is.
It's right there.
Where Daniel Day Kim. So I don't know. I'm just making some sort of connection with that.
Yeah.
I guess it's kind of uninteresting.
Right, the same corner.
But CBS expects the pilot to be delivered in April, and then they're going to have a final decision in May with the premiere episode sometime this fall.
Wow. That's fast.
And so if it picks up and it goes into production, it'll be happening in sometime in the summer.
That's right.
Now, speaking of McGarrett, they don't know who's going to actually play McGarrett yet.
Hmm.
Yeah, but they think this guy, Alex O'Loughlin, is going to play. Yeah. It kind of makes sense because he's been on a lot of CBS shows, that guy.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. And he was on that show Moonlight. Have you ever seen that guy? He played a private investigator who was also a vampire by the name of Nick St. John.
Okay, then yeah. I need to watch the show
But
now.
This is all, you know, this all ties into tourism because all of this is very helpful for the tourism industry. You know, when we have essentially a free commercial on television every week that's showcasing Hawaii, this is great for tourism.
Yep.
So, you know, I think it's important to have these shows here.
Of course.
And I think it does great for our economy.
Yep.
So hopefully mm-hmm. that gives you up to date, and that kind of gives the people who are the lost folks a little bit of something from me. Okay. That was my little lost thing for today.
Mm-hmm.
I probably won't be doing it. Lost was on last night. I didn't watch it again.
I recorded.
I know you recorded it, but again,
I'm gonna watch it today.
I was into it, you know, really undecided, and didn't watch it last night.
Mm.
So anyway, I want to let you know if you're planning on coming to Hawaii soon, and you're going to be going to the island of Kauai. There's a brand new shopping center that opened up on the south side.
Poipu?
We had Poipu in the Kaloa area.
Oh.
Yeah, it's called Kukui'ula. Kukui'ula Village, and it's a shopping and dining center, and it's going to get a lot of its influences and its look from the rich cultural history of the sugar plantations.
Mm.
So it's really beautiful. The buildings are very reminiscent of the old Kaloa town, which is very nearby, and for several years, you know, that is also the site of a development, the Kukui'ula development.
Ooh.
And there was a lot of controversy surrounding it over the years, but all of that controversy has kind of smoothed over.
Mm-hmm.
And now they have went ahead and built this wonderful shopping center there.
Mm.
It really has come to fruition. And it actually has more than 87,000 square feet of retail space.
Oh my goodness.
And it's going to also provide a lot of jobs there on Kauai, 250 some odd jobs.
That's good.
And the feeling there is a lot different than you're going to find on mainland malls, but it also has the sophisticated shopping that you want and that a lot of people want down there. And I think one of the things we get, even when we go there, is just there really isn't enough of that on Kauai. Mm. The shopping, the places for you to walk around. This is just a wonderful place to walk around. Oops. And see what's going on. So, if you could check that thing.
Because no battery.
Ah, okay.
Somebody did not put a battery on.
Somebody didn't put the battery on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wonder who that somebody was. That somebody might have been me. So this is just a beautiful spot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's going to be a lot of great shops and merchants that are opening up there. There's going to be Bead Delicious is one of them, which I thought was an interesting one that I saw.
Bead Delicious?
Bead, yeah, it's a jewelry store.
Ooh.
And, of course, the Bikini Planet.
Ah.
And I don't know what it is about Hawaiian burgers, but there's going to be a Bubba's Burgers there. You know, they have the one in Kapa'a.
Oh.
And the Bubba's Burgers is like Kauai's big burger place. Like here on Oahu, we have a thing called the Teddy's Bigger Burgers.
Yes.
You know, so this is like the Teddy's Bigger Burgers of Kauai, Bubba's Bigger Burgers.
Yeah. Only you did not miss anything. We are talking about burger.
Yeah, well, you didn't miss much. We actually had to pause for a second because the battery on the camera went out. So.
But we're talking about burger.
And if you don't, if burgers aren't good enough for you, they have a thing called Dude Dogs there.
Dude Dogs. What's that?
They're steamed hot dogs with
hot dogs.
Lots of delicious toppings.
Ooh.
And there's an art gallery, great art gallery there. And some other great, you know, of course, Lappert's ice cream, which is very popular in Hawaii. And gelato.
Yep. Mm.
And let's see what else they're going to put in there. They're going to have the Merriman, you know, Chef Peter Merriman, who has just, he's one of the best chefs over there at Kauai. He's opening up a new cafe, and it's all, he goes with the farm-to-table kind of fine dining.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
I should try it.
Yeah, yeah, we actually did. We went at the beach house. That's his place.
Yeah,
yeah, very, very good.
House.
And there's just going to be all kinds of great restaurants that you can do and stuff. You can there's a photography and portrait studio there that you can go to. There's some smaller shops. And in addition to all this great dining and these retail venues, they're also going to have events there, which is always good to have events. And every Wednesday and every Monday and Wednesday, they're going to have from 5 to 7 at sunset, there's going to be entertainment. And that's going to be under the Lantern Tree. There's a thing called the Lantern Tree. In fact, I did a blog on this. You can get over to the blog and see some pictures of this great new mall that has opened up on Kauai. And then on Saturdays from 11 to 2 p.m., they're going to have cultural performances. So they're going to have cultural performances and hula halau that will be performing. So that's going to go from 11 to 2 on every Saturday.
That's nice.
So when you get over to Kauai, you have something, a whole new thing to enjoy.
Yes.
So hopefully that helps you out. Wow. So let's see. The other thing I wanted to touch on a little bit was the whole gambling thing. But before I that... What?
No gambling.
No gambling. You don't want gambling. You don't think we should have it?
No.
Yeah. Why?
Right now, gambling is illegal in Hawaii.
Right.
The people is already gamble like a crazy.
I know. That's true.
Now, if you open as a... legal, I don't know. Traffic, what happened to the money or gold? And then, do you know what? That will be funny to see, because if they send the money gonna, because they build a casino on the Department of Hawaiian Land?
Homelands, yeah.
Homeland, okay. Who's gonna get the money? Government?
Yeah, it's curious where that money is gonna
Hawaiian.
Go. Yeah, it's true. Will the Hawaiians really, will it ever trickle down to the native Hawaiians? And what we're talking about here is there is a bill working its way through the local legislature here to allow one casino on Oahu that will be located on Hawaiian homelands now that the Akaka bill, which is moving its way through the National Congress and Senate, looks like it's going to be happening. And that would give Native Hawaiians the same rights, a lot of the same rights, that Native Americans get. And as you know, a lot of Native Americans are on Native lands on the mainland, and they get to have casinos. So they're trying to maybe do that here. So
then do you know what? Then those people were in the casino. They do you know what? Sometimes I think it's an easy money, easy goal.
Yeah, on the positive side, you know, it's going to bring in all this revenue. It might be good for the economy. You know, we don't have schools here on Friday. We've had furlough Fridays now for like 3 months. That means that kids in Hawaii, they only go to school for 4 days because they don't have enough money to keep kids in school. So a lot of that, you know, you think of all the money. It's very tempting. And then on the downside, some of the things that Yaling was referring to, we have a terrible gambling problem in Hawaii already. People are addicted to it. We have cockfighting, and we've got also these things that they do with dogs. And, you know, it's just a big problem. People are running to Las Vegas all the time, and it isn't really good. The environment, of course, the city prosecutor is highly against it, and he has a good shot at being our next governor, Peter Carlisle. So, you know, there's pros and cons on both sides of this. I go back and forth on it. Right now, I'm thinking, you know, we're probably just better off without it.
Yeah, you know, because you don't know, when you have a one, you will have a two.
Yeah, because
you will have a four.
Yeah, for me, I think it's just, we just have such a wonderful family destination here in Hawaii. It's just a great place for folks to, you know, come with their family and not worry about the things that are in some of these other places, like the gambling and some of the seediness that goes along with it. So we'll be keeping an eye on that, and we'll let you guys know as we find out information as this gets works its way through.
Okay.
Just want to let you know that Hawaii gas prices, if you are renting a car here, you should know that we are still having the highest gas prices in the nation. And I've been asked to do this from time to time, give the gas prices. Let's see. Right now, Wailuku, Maui is $3.78.
$3.78.
Yeah. In Honolulu, it's $3.52.
$3.52?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a Hilo.
I mean, in Hilo. I'm sorry. In Hilo. In Honolulu, it's $3.23. I was going to say, that seems a lot.
Yes.
So, $3.23 on the low end. It was about $2.93 a year ago.
Wow.
So, $3.23 to $3.78. for gas in Hawaii, if you're gonna, and that's why it's better to actually to get a smaller car, even the economy car over the compact car, because you want to try to get get the most for your gas money.
Yep.
So just want to let you know about that. The other thing that I wanted to just touch on real quickly is that the totals are in last year, 6.5 million visitors arrived into Hawaii, cruising, you know, via cruises and airfare, which mm-hmm. was actually off 4.5 over 2008. And when mm-hmm. you break that down into dollars, HTA, that's the Hawaii Tourism Authority, said the total spending by air visitors was $9.9 billion last year, which is a drop of 11.7%. And the total days for visitors arriving to the islands decreased 4.3% from last year. But interestingly, and I think this is probably one of the interesting statistics that came out this time, is that the length of stay for the average customer, how long do you think that was?
I don't know.
5 days? Mm-hmm. 7 days? No, actual length of stay, the average length of stay was 9.4 days.
Wow, it's longer.
Yeah, which is pretty much the same as it was in 2008. So people are continuing to spend the same time.
Yeah.
And for us here, we saw a decline in business, but it was much better. We did fare better than a lot of our competitors. And we did see brisk business from California and, very oddly enough, Texas. Texas, we did not see a dip. We saw an increase in business over last year from Texas. And we had several agents that worked here that had better years this year over last year. So I never did really talk about the numbers and wanted to give you that information.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the other great things is that people were able to get more bang for their buck last year. And I really don't know if that's going to be holding out this year. So the moral of this little piece here is book your trips now. I'm hearing that across the board from our agents that people are getting great deals and we're just not sure how long they're going to last. And you really should just get your package locked in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So speaking of packages, we got some packages here to talk about. These are packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. So if you're planning a trip to Hawaii, this is an excellent segment for you. So what do we have today?
Will be Family Level 2 and travel from Las Vegas to Honolulu on April 11 to 20th and stay in the Outrigger Reef, the partial ocean view room, and total will be
$3,134. $3,135, fantastic package. Congratulations to Ashley who put this one together. These folks are going to have a terrific time in April over the spring break holiday. Congratulations to the Straubs. Kayla and Drew.
Yes.
And to Ashley over at Extension 39. I do that. It's just testing.
Next one will be Family Level 2 and travel from Los Angeles to Maui will be July 11 to the 19th. Stay in the Hyatt Regency Maui, the Las Ocean View with breakfast, with a leg wedding with a convertible. And will be
$5,083. $5,083. This is a perfect example of an advanced booking. And look at what it included. It has that deluxe ocean room, which is better than a regular ocean room.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got the fifth night free and the breakfast daily for two. All of that is included.
Mm-hmm.
They've got the late greeting, a convertible, which is always nice to have.
Yep.
If you can get a convertible, you should do it.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like it might be a honeymoon. Congratulations to Jason Wilbur and Kelly Wright. If this is your anniversary or your honeymoon, I want to congratulate you. And thank you to Isabel over at Extension 37.
And next one will be Family Level 2, also November 13 to 20th, from San Francisco to Honolulu, staying the partial Waikiki, the partial Ocean View, free upgrade to the Ocean View room, and total $1,822.
Wow, that's a great deal. $1,822 all the way. Look, people are booking to November.
Mm-hmm.
This is smart, you know? So congratulations to these guys coming in from San Francisco, staying at the Park Shore with that upgrade. So you won't see this partial Ocean View to Ocean View upgrade like next month. You won't see it. It won't be there. So taking advantage of that, congratulations to Calvin and Patricia Penwell. And a big mahalo nui loa to our star over there, Paul, over at Extension 39, 38. I get 39 and 38 always mixed up. Anyway, hopefully that helps you out. If you're planning a trip or you want to plan a trip, you've come to the right place. Give us a call, 1-800-843-8771. That's going to wrap it up for us. Make sure you tune in again on Friday. We'll have more fun stuff for you. And until then, for my beautiful wife, Yaling, and myself, Bruce, we'll say aloha and mahalo.